There are a few attributes of a TS or TVS that help you identify it as a coherent vortex, at least one that's partially occupied by an updraft and representing a tornado threat. A TS or TVS doesn't have a hard minimum velocity difference or an azimuthal shear. But either way, the values should be high enough to be associated with some real threat of a tornado that might be accompanying the vortex. This looser criterion differs from the tornado detection algorithm, TDA, where a specific minimum delta V is specified, typically a default 70 knots at the lowest elevation scan. A TS or TVS should be persistent. Right now, we set that at about 5 minutes, where a vortex signature should persist. This duration should be more than sufficient to discriminate a TVS and TS from a signature that might not be columnar or associated with an updraft. A TS or TVS should also extend to some depths, such as, let's say, 1.5 kilometers. That's a sufficient value to indicate that a vortex signature is columnar and, likewise, partially associated with an updraft.